At the Corkscrew Swamp Conservatory in Naples, ancient bald cypress trees stretch to the sky, and a variety of birds engage in dangerous games of chicken with alligators hiding in the bogs. Signs warning of bear and panther crossings are common. The swamp has become a focal point in a local fight over oil.
It doesn't take a lot of imagination to have some concerns about lights, noise, trucks, and roads that are associated with large-scale production.
Brad Cornell represents Audubon, Florida, in the Western Everglades region of the state, and a place where Florida's endangered panthers call home. They share Corkscrew Swamp with bears and wood storks. The area sits on top of an underground oil reserve known as the Sunnyland Trend, and a few miles away from the swamp is the source of the concern.
It's not that thing, is it?
That could be, yep.
Oh.
That could be what's left over.
In the distance, across fields of crops and tall trees, stand four stadium-grade floodlights looming over an otherwise flat landscape. This is what remains of an oil exploration rig run by an outfit out of Texas called the Dan A. Hughes Company. The company was fined in December by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection for what critics have called fracking-like activities. Fracking is the term given to a controversial oil extraction method that uses chemicals and high pressure to break up rock in order to get to the oil underneath. Some people believe it's responsible for an increase in earthquakes and contamination of groundwater in states like Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, and the Dakotas. Questions about what happened at the Hughes site have created a firestorm in Collier County, where back in May, the county commission decided to challenge the state over the unauthorized activity. Here's Commissioner Fred Coyle.
We're new to this process, but pumping chemicals into the ground to extract the oil in Collier County, I think, has very serious implications for the safety of our residents.
The distinction between the activity that occurred here at this well and the activity that's occurring in other states is that the Dan A. Hughes Company used substantially lower pressure at this site than what is found in other hydraulic fracturing activities.
That's DEP Deputy Director Daniel Irwin during a conference call with reporters. The department has started testing the area around the well for signs of contamination, and when asked by reporters why the department waited so long, first to disclose the December incident and then to monitor the groundwater, DEP Wastewater Director Jorge Caspary said it's not too late to start.
I think with the detection limits that we have in the instruments, we would be able to trace. The detection limits are so low in the instruments that we would be able to detect parts per billion. So we feel confident that the testing we're going to be producing or doing and the analysis we're going to undertake for way over 100 chemicals will tell us what's going on there.
But the effort is not reassuring people who are becoming increasingly suspicious of Dan A. Hughes, DEP, and the company that owns the land, Collier Resources. Among the local activists jumping into the fray, Karen Dwyer, a former English teacher, decades-long Collier resident and activist.
Our worry is that when we started looking at the state legislation about this, they told us that there are no regulations in place, that the regulations have not kept up with extreme extraction.
A major issue the Dwyers, along with the Collier County Commission and environmentalists like the Audubon Society have, is the impact to the water. Companies have to drill through the region's aquifer to get to the oil, and if that drilling causes contamination, the results could be calamitous for the people, plants, and animals in and around the site. Meanwhile, the Hughes oil well debacle has only added more fuel to a separate battle over a proposed oil exploration site, which will back up to a neighborhood, and has at least one couple considering a move elsewhere. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.